Hello, everyone. This is my top 80 albums of all time, part one, the best of the rest before we get to our top 10. This has been a long time in the making. This has been a lot of thought going into which albums I love and which ones I don't love. There's a solid chance that there's a bunch of albums you really like and hate on here, and you're gonna have to just, I guess, learn to live with it, because there is definitely going to be a lot of different thought process on my choice for a lot of these bands. There's no order till we get to number 10, and I'm not going to do my top 10 today. And in fact, I even have a rant kind of scheduled halfway through here. So, two albums that did not make the cut that were very close. The first one that didn't make the cut is Acid Bath, Pagan Tea Tactics, and the other one is Gentle Giant, Power and the Glory. Both these albums would be somewhere between 81 and 85. Also, the first Wolf Mother album, I should add, too. Nope, nothing else really I have written down missing. Probably insert a few Beatles albums somewhere, like Beatles Revolver. But that's close to being in, but not in. So, let's get started. The best of the rest for the top 80 albums. I'm going to go through, maybe give one comment on it. Against Me, Reinventing Axl Rose. Fantastic first showing for Against Me. Against Me, New Wave. Had some of their really good hits and the arena songs we all love. Metallica, Injustice for All. I mean, one. Do I have to say more? Metallica, Kill 'Em All. Absolutely fantastic album. First showing, Mustaine, vibes, it's great. Deftones, White Pony. Absolutely wonderful album. Passengers, amazing. Includes Tool's lead singer. The Melvins, Houdini. My brother recently gave me this vinyl after I gave it away, so he got me a new one, and I'm very appreciative. Papa Roach, Infest, and Papa Roach, Good Times with Old Friends. This is my little rant I wanted to say. Papa Roach is so odd because their first two albums are such gold, and the rest of their stuff is so trash. That it's the biggest discrepancy of anything else on this list entirely. Infest would be in like my top 12 or 13 favorite albums, which is so weird because the rest of their discography is just terrible. Good Time with Old Friends is even better than most of Infest. And it really sucks because Papa Roach are such cowards. They just hate their old stuff. Maybe because they're trying to appease the people who hate nu metal. But either way, it makes me kind of sick how Papa Roach treats their old content. And instead of re-releasing it, they tend to just completely pretend it doesn't exist. Anyways, that's the rant over. I guess if I have to sum it up to one line, I guess it'd be listening to anything but these two albums is a last resort when it comes to Papa Roach. Yeah, I guess if you were on an island, you wouldn't want to listen to any other Papa Roach. Your last resort would be, I guess, to maybe listen to the Red album they have, the third one. I don't know. Neutral Milk Hotel, In the Airplane Over the Sea. S-tier album, amazing. He is Legend, I Am Hollywood. Absolutely fantastic album, The Seduction, sick. Is Oceanic. I'm not going to say the full name of the band because it get me probably, I don't know, because they have the same name as something else. I'm just not going to say it on air. Genesis, Selling England by the Pound. I mean, progressive rock at its finest. Mastodon, Crack the Sky. Mastodon, Emperor of Sand. Both these albums are just the best Mastodon has to offer. Crack the Sky, I think, is a little better, but Emperor of Sand is my favorite album after 2010. Nirvana, Unplugged 93. Kind of cheating here. Shouldn't have live albums, but I love this one. Oh, I have Against Me, Reinventing Axl Rose twice. That's kind of funny. Well, I guess we can just add, what were one of my honorable mentions? We'll add Gentle Giant in the Power and Glory. That's a good album. Okay, well, that's easy. Then we got Tool, Nirvana Unplugged, by the way, is wonderful. Then we got Tool, Fear Inoculum. Love the album, love the cover, love just the artwork inside and the little screen they gave you. Tool, 10,000 Days. Another one of those albums that flows just perfectly. And then we got Tool Anima. Definitely kind of the most It's definitely probably the most rock Tool album. Definitely has the least progressive metal elements in it. System of a Down self-titled and System of a Down hypnotized. Really good albums. Really good just overall. I love System of a Down. Beatles White Album. I mean, you can't go wrong with anything here. Especially Rocky Raccoon is a very underrated song. Beatles Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts. Must I Say More? Queen Sheer Heart Attack. Just one of those albums that's a really solid rock entry. Queen Day at... I should say Night at the Opera. I wrote it as Day of the Races, but it's Queen Night at the Opera. The Prophet song's wonderful. Cage the Elephant self-titled, and Cage the Elephant Mellophobia. Both really good entries Cage the Elephant has. Neither one comes anywhere close to the top 40, but really solid albums. July Talk, another one that'd be close to like in the 70s, but I really do have a soft spot for this album. Billy Talent 1, Billy Talent 2, and their original name Pez Watouche. Probably the only ska album on here is Pez Watouche. Mandolin at the Well Bath, just a certified good time if you like metal music and some softer stuff. Just gotta clear my throat. A lot of talking here in a short period of time. Dream Theater Octavarium. Maybe the greatest 24-minute song ever written. Then we get Pink Floyd The Final Cut, Pink Floyd Wish You Were Here, Pink Floyd Division Bell, Pink Floyd Animals, Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon. Dark Side would probably be 79. Really good album. Roger Waters might have made it better, but he really didn't. MCR Brought You My Bullets and MCR Black Parade. Wonderful entries to the MCR discography. Another one, though, that's later. Opeth Still Life. Good concept album, really good metal vocals, but does fall a little flat in a few places. Acid Bath, When the Kite String Pops, should probably be in my top 10, but it's not because it's just a little bit too chaotic. To Gentle Giant Octopus, just almost perfection in prog, just a wonderful, just piece of odd sounds. Radiohead OK Computer and Radiohead Amnesiac. Both these albums are just kind of a joy and wonder. I like both more than Kid A, which is probably controversial. Sown and Cognitive, I'm not going to waste my breath. You won't listen to them. David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders of Mars is just... I don't think humans were ready for this album when it came out, and we're still not ready for it. Green Day American Idiot, Willie Nelson Heroes, I don't really have either to say about either. The Used Love and Death, really good artwork for the cover, kind of disturbing. Death, The Sound of Perseverance, Iron Maiden, The Number of the Beast. Go back for a Seth, really good Death album, their best one, and Iron Maiden, Number of the Beast. Hallowed Be Thy Name, might be the greatest metal song ever made. James Taylor, Sweet Baby James. Just probably one of the older ones on here. Trivium, Silence in the Snow, Rush 2112. Rush 2112 is excellent. Trivium, Silence in the Snow is the only Trivium entry on here, and it makes sense. It's Court of the Dragon is good too, but not as good as Silence in the Snow. Rush 2112, another really good 24-minute song. On, and also Passage to Bangkok, sick. Limp Bizkit's Significant Other. If you hate Limp Bizkit, I don't care. Lamb of God, Ashes of the Wake. I mean, the song Ashes of the Wake itself has like a fake military voice talking about going into Iraq. That right there is just epic. Linkin Park, Hybrid Theory. You know what? I wasn't a big Linkin Park guy till I got more used to this. Where are we here? Highwaymen. I mean, self-explanatory. You all know I love the Highwaymen. Chris Christopherson, Old Road. Really solid country entry. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Californication. Yeah, it's probably the best the Chili Peppers ever sounded. Led Zeppelin 4, the only Led Zeppelin entry, thankfully. King Crimson in the Court of the Crimson King. Just pure joy. Dream Theater, Octavarium. Sorry, I'm just looking at this. Something doesn't seem right, but it's good. I feel like I already said Octavarium. I feel like I've already said two or three of these. a little mistake while recording. There were a few doubles. Whatever idiocy I said at the beginning of this about those being honorable mentions are actually part of the list. Because I had a few doubles, so pretend those weren't honorable mentions. Pretend those first things I said were in this list. And I have another, I don't know, King Crimson Core of the Crimson King. Absolutely epic. American football. Just the blues Midwest wonders we need. And Rage Against the Machine, the self-titled, is just overrated. But it's on here. Just because you're overrated doesn't mean you're bad. Rise Against, Sufferer and the Witness. Just punkier than any punk could be. And Swans, To Be Kind. Just a very odd but excellent album. Swans is weird, as you should like them. I guess we're going to take a quick break. Then I'm just going to get right into the top 10. I should probably just say it. So, my number 10 album of all time is Cream Wheels of Fire. Cream Wheels of Fire, I think, is what the Beatles wanted to be. Sorry, let me rephrase that. It's what I wanted the Beatles to kind of be. Eric Clapton's a force to be reckoned with, and the rest of them are just wonderful. Politician is just a track that really connects with me. Sitting on Top of the World is also just an absolute banger. And who can forget about White Room? One of the iconic tracks of the Vietnam War. Cream Wheels of Fire is number 10. I don't know if this will ever be out of the top 10. I think it could only go up. Especially as my love of cream goes up. Number 9 is the only emo entry on here, which is MCR's Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. A concept, yes. A loose concept, yes. That is the only thing that I can say about this album. I think it is a little bit poorly connected. But, with that being said, I mean, where do I even start? Helena's a good way to start the album. You'd then go into, you know, take a train down in New Orleans, just exciting second track. Then you go to just, you end up at The Ghost of You. Just, I'm Not Okay. You just look at the track list and you think it's the greatest hits. This is the best MCR has ever sounded. As much as I do love I Brought You My Bullets and Black Parade, they just don't stack up to this album. This album's just kind of, I think this is, if we put the MCR albums in a time capsule, this one would also age the best. Which might be controversial. Number 8. People are going to hate this. Billy Talent 3. Billy Talent 3 is one of those CDs that is just always in my car. Rusted from the Rain is a staple. Sudden Movements gets hated on, but it's actually one of my favorite Billy Talent songs. I think the band should have probably ended with this album, especially finishing with Destination of Destiny, but who are they to listen to me? Number 7, At the Drive and Relationship of Command. This at points has been my second favorite album ever made, but it does continue to slip and slip. I just think the chaotic nature of it, a lot like Acid Bath's albums, is kind of the thing that over time won't age well with me. But it's also the sort of deal that it's an album that never feels dry. It's an album that's always moving, but it's something that I don't always have an interest to listen to. A lot of the albums in this top 10 I can throw on whenever I want, but this one, weirdly enough, I really do need to be in the mood to listen to. Either way, it is amazing, but I could see this album slipping a little more. As Billy Talent 3 is pretty secure. MCR's prop, that one could slip maybe, but I really do like it. And Cream Wheels of Fire, I can't see it leaving the top 10. But if one was to leave the top 10, I think it would be this album. That being said, At the Drive-In's amazing. You should listen to them. And being in my top 10 is quite the accomplishment. Number 6 is A Perfect Circle's 13th Step. It's not a joy to listen to at all. It's actually a sad, sappy mess. But I think if you can get through it and you understand what it's trying to convey, all it can really do is, with the way it speaks to you, try to take a lesson you want from it. Which there's many lessons, from just greed to taking what you want, to even the fact of life that sometimes you're just an outsider. Sometimes you're not the person on the inside. And as you're going through the 13-step program this album's telling you about, and I know that's a play on the 12-step program, it's just kind of trying to teach you about whatever you want to take from it. And I think it's really unique for an album to have that, something differently you can take from each song. Then there's the George Bush song, which doesn't fit on the album. Number 5, Searching for a Form of Clarity. Against Me lost their goddamn minds on this one. Miami is the greatest punk song ever made. Yes, it's even better than Holiday in Cambodia. I don't have a big punk contingency that listen to me, so I don't think I'm going to get really any hate at all for that take. Against Me, though, when I listened to it, was at the perfect time in my life for punk music, the kind of grade 11-12 situation, and this album always connected with me more than their other ones. This is a very easy listen, and you can kind of see the direction Against Me was going, which was kind of probably not a great one. They definitely stepped more away from punk and went to arena rock, but as a nostalgia piece, this album just hits so many different places and has so much to say. Besides Miami, another really fantastic track on this album definitely, definitely, definitely has to be How Low. And of course, the always controversial Unprotected You Know What with Multiple Partners. Yeah, I think you know what word I'm saying. That's a really good song, and that is about the music industry and how corrupt it is. This should have been a concept album, but they couldn't make it work, and I understand why. Just a really good Against Me album, and I think their best, and will always probably be their best. Number 4 is Johnny Cash, The American Four. Johnny Cash has definitely made some amazing tracks, but nothing seemed to ever truly reach the heights of this. This is art in its truest form, and the fact he passed away and then this comes out. There's not a bad song on here. The last song's even called We'll Meet Again. I remember listening to this in a tough part of my life, and this just propping up so many spots just because of the time I listened to it. A very, very bad time. And, you know, if you like Johnny Cash, you probably haven't listened to this album. Most people who like Cash haven't. And I think it's worth a listen, for what it's worth. Number 3 is, I really wanted to put Roger on here, but I couldn't. I didn't think it was a fair criteria. Pink Floyd's The Wall is number 3. And it's not number 3 due to bias, which I know I'll be accused of. It's number 3 because it's the greatest concept album ever written and recorded, and it will never be surpassed. From the opening In the Flesh, to the ending In the Flesh, to the last song, Outside the Wall, there is not a single dud on this album. The worst song is Young Lust, and that's even a masterpiece. Is the album long? Yes. Would I play this for somebody in my car? No. Would I tell them to listen to it, and if they didn't listen, probably tell them every day? Yes. This album's just a cultural phenomenon, and it's not really an album anymore, which is too bad. And this clown, the Nostalgia Critic, gave it a lot of buzz when he wrote a bad review about it because it was so controversial. Now, I'm not one who will say that Pink Floyd The Wall can't be criticized, but I am somebody who will say if you're going to criticize The Wall, you need some good points. And the only point I can find that's valid is that it's a little long and a little pretentious. But that's the point of the album. It's my third favorite of all time. It could be higher. A lot of people are going to be surprised Tool Lateralis is my number two. Tool Lateralis is a religious experience, and I think it is the coming to terms with your own spirituality. When you start from, I won't go track by track because that's very annoying, but you just start at The Grudge and you move your way through to The Patient, into the weird filler songs. Then you reach Schism, then Parable and Parabola. You get a really angry Ticks and Leeches, which is their angriest song they've probably ever written. I don't even know what it's really about. And then you get such a dark and twisted Lateralis song, which is, no one really knows its meaning, if it's tripping on drugs or if it's coming to life. The Golden Spiral, I mean, is obviously a key theme to this album, and there's even people who have restructured this album to more genuinely fit the Golden Spiral. Are you just looking too much into it? Possibly. But is there anything you can criticize this album for? Absolutely. You can criticize the ending. The ending of this album does fall off. I will give you that, because I know what that's the comment that I'm going to get. But in the process, I think this album does what it needs to. And by the time we get to Reflection, I don't think it really had much left to say anyway. I think it said its piece. It gave us all it had, and now it's put to rest the album. Thankfully, Tool kept making more music, but I don't think Tool could ever get to this level of sophistication and brilliance. And you know, it sounds pretentious, but it's really hard to listen to other bands when you listen to a lot of Tool. So I try not to listen to this album all too often. But every time I do, I'm left with just absolute awe and joy at how brilliant the whole thing is. Number one. Ooh. I have to get a drink of some water before I talk about this one. Throat's a little dry. System of a Down toxicity is an enigma in itself. It's not as deep as any other album in this top 10. I'd actually say it's half as deep. This album is incredibly pretentious. This album is not a concept by any means. But this album is so good it overcomes all of that. System of a Down toxicity I did not listen to till my third year in college, which is pretty amazing. But from the second I listened to this full album, I knew in that very second it was better than anything I'd ever hear. Tool is my favorite band, but Tool has never constructed an album as brilliant as this. It's not too long of a CD. It all flows perfectly. Unlike Tool Lateralis that crashes and burns at the end and makes you come up with your own interpretation, System of a Down toxicity just, it's been torturing you for 45, 50 minutes with just its brilliant works, and then it decides it doesn't put you out of your misery, it just wants you to keep rocking on with it when it puts Aerials on. Now, Chop Suey is a hit, but if you take a dartboard and you just put the tracks on this and I threw a dart, it hit any of the dartboard, it'd land on maybe my favorite song by them. What I'm trying to convey is this. There's not a bad song on this album except for maybe Jet Pilot. It's called Jet Pilot. But songs like Science, even Ottawa, is incredible, even though it might have a dark connotation behind it. Again, though, this wasn't meant to be any sort of deep album. It was just supposed to be a reflection on, well, I think you know, the elite and the United States as a whole. But it does it in a very unwhiny way. And even to an extent, I mean, all their work has to do with Armenia. But yeah, it's very odd that an album that's not deep, not a concept, not flawless, is just so good it's better than all of that. Like, if there was a perfect album on here, it would be Pink Floyd, The Wall. Besides its length. fact, maybe Johnny Cash 4 is an even more perfect album. But System of a Down Toxicity is just better. It's just a better album. Anyways, until we talk again, thank you all for listening. God bless and praise Christ, and I really hope you enjoyed the episode today. This was a really big one, and you know I'm happy it's off the queue now. I can say I released my top 80 favorite songs. Thank you.